This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning. It's 8 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Start the new year off right with a new vehicle from Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They want you to experience the Smokey Jennings difference by offering 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2011 Silverado trucks. Four qualified buyers can get over $8,000 off any of their four 2011 extended cab 4x4 Silverados in stock. Just trade a 99 or newer GM vehicle and you qualify. Smokey Jennings wants to earn your business by starting the year off with great deals, so you can see why their sales staff has one of the highest customer satisfaction scores for the Chevrolet St. Louis zone. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1946.
And it's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this this Thursday morning. We'll begin part one of the Morning Farm Show. The DTN General opening call. Expect corn later this morning to open 7 to 9 higher. Beans about a dime higher. Wheat 11 to 13 higher. The overnight crude oil market, 78 cents higher at $100.18. Brent crude, $1.17 higher at $110.98. The February gold contract, $18.30 higher at $17.1840, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.376 lower at 79.203. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at $6.41 and a quarter, up 7 and three quarter. May wheat closed at $6.56 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. July wheat closed at $6.71 and a quarter. That was up a nickel. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $6.34 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. May corn closed at $6.40 and a quarter, up a nickel. July corn closed at $6.44, that was up 5 and a half. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $12.13 and a half, up 6 and a half. May beans closed at $12.22 and three quarter, up 6, or excuse me, that's down 6. And July beans closed at $12.32 and a half. That was down 5 and a half. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $3.21.10, down 24. May meal closed at $3.23.30, down 20. July meal closed at $3.25.90, down 16. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $51.39, up 4. May oil closed at $51.82, up 4. July oil closed at $52.24, up 3. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $2.98 and a quarter, up 3 and three quarter. May oats closed at $2.99 and three quarter, up 3 and three quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. Technical buying at the Port of Trade, along with export interest, helped to lift wheat values. In the cash grain markets today, movement has been better than earlier in the week, especially for corn. Cash basis for both corn and soybeans has remained firm. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 625 to 642, while soybean bids dropped 6 to 9 cents at 1187 to 1206. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 10 cents higher at 634 to 657, Soybeans were down 3 to 10 cents at 11.96 to 12.18. And the wheat bids for soft red or winter wheat fell 5 to 13 cents at 6.25 to 6.43. And in the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 3 to 5 cents stronger at 6.34 to 6.42. Soybeans dropped 7 to 11 cents at 11.98 to 12.13. And soft red winter wheat gained 7 to 12 at 6.36 to 6.42. Illinois River barge loading elevators put their producer corn bids steady to 4 cents stronger at 6.43 to 6.51. Soybean bids dropped 8 to 13 cents at 12.13 to 12.20. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery mostly 4 to 7 stronger at 6.52 to 6.53. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 8 cents higher at 6.64 to 6.65. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 14 cents with quotations at 12.32 to 12.42. Soft red or winter wheat gained 9 cents on Wednesday, ranging from 6.62 to 6.63, and Milo ended a nickel higher at 6.33 to 6.34. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 86.62, up 60. April hogs closed at 88.22, up 37. May hogs closed at 96.50, up 70. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 125.85, up a nickel. April cattle closed at 129.17, unchanged. June cattle closed at 127.50, unchanged. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday closed at 152.52, up 20. March feeders closed at 155, that was up 12. April feeders closed at 156.85, that was up 7. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market recap.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, January 25th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gills closed $2.07 lower, with a carcass-based price range of 79.5 to 87.5 and a weighted average of 82.18. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 9,300 head. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady at 55 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sales steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 50 to 56. 450 to 550 pounds, 53 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 55 to 60. Today's estimated receipts, 950, and Tuesday's actuals, 1,100. Pork carcass cutout, 84.17, and that is down 56 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 426,000. Last week and a year ago, 422,000, and week to date of 1,280,000. Cattle today, 121,000. Last week, 125,000. A year ago, 128,000. Week to date of 369,000. Box beef cutout values were firm on light demand and offerings. Total movement today, 155 fab loads with 101 trim. Choice, 184.85. That is up 65 cents. Select at 179.41, and that is up 64 cents. Tuesday at the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, 485 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher. Holstein steers and slaughter bulls steady. Slaughter cows unevenly steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 126 to 132.75. Select and choice 2s and 3s at 123 to 125. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 115 to 120. With select and choice 2s and 3s at 108 and a quarter to 114.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 125.5 to 132.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 122 to 125. Slaughter cows, breaking type 83 to 89.5. Boning type cows 74 to 79 and lean cows 62 to 70.5, with slaughter bulls your grade ones at 77.5 to 81.5. Open a report for the Greenville Livestock Auction. Estimated receipts this morning 478. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady to 50 cents higher, with Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 126 to 131.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 121.5 to 124.5. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 115 to 120. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 127.5 to 132.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 122.5 to 125. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service returning you back to WSMI.
And on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.09, down a penny. For February, $16.58, up 8 cents. For March, $16.85, up 3 cents. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.57. That was up 142.5. For February, $1.53, down 1. And for March, $157.75, and that was down a quarter. Nonfat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for January closed at $140.75. That was up a quarter. For February, $137.75. That was down 2.25. And for March, $137. That was down 1.5. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, $18.77. For butter, $156 unchanged. And for nonfat dry milk, $145. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.48. For February, $6.40. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.40. For February, $6.32. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $11.99. For February, $11.95. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $6.15. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.48, corn at Scottville, $6.40, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $11.99, wheat at Scottville, $6.15. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar in the Weather Center showing scattered light showers pretty much north of I-70 at this point, moving slowly to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Becoming partly cloudy later today, high temperatures in the mid-40s with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s, low temperatures in the low 30s. WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, overnight an inch of rain, 45 hundredths of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now we have light north winds, the barometric pressure rising, cloudy skies with scattered showers continuing in the area. We have a temperature of 33 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday, January 31st and February 1st, the Illinois Pork Expo will be held at the Peoria Civic Center. We talked to Tim Mayers, the Director of Public Relations for the Illinois Pork Producers. He tells us about the expo.
Well, we'll have really a jam-packed agenda with really something for everyone involved in the pork industry. We'll have our trade show going on both days, starting January 31st on that Tuesday from noon to 6 p.m., and then on Wednesday from February 1st to 8 to 4 p.m. The trade show will be open with a lot of booths for producers, a lot of companies showcasing the latest technology and services for pork producers. So that will be going on. We'll have all of our seminars will be on Wednesday, February 1st. We've got another great lineup of speakers this year from folks all across the country that will be coming in and talking about some current pork industry issues, such as environmental regulations, market outlook, risk management strategies, global pork outlook, vitamin D deficiency in pigs, and exceeding 30 pigs per sow per year. So all those topics will be covered on Wednesday. As well as this year, we're going to have a motivational speaker, Emory Moorhead, a member of the 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl champions, will be there speaking to expo attendees Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 to 2:15 as well. And then also on Wednesday, there'll be seminars specifically for purebred and seed stock and show pig producers, as well as swine youth exhibitors. And so there'll be sessions regarding that those topics going on Wednesday as well, too. So a lot going on, a lot of things to do. Folks can learn more by going to our website at islepork.com. They can download a schedule of all of our events and the seminars. And then also they can register on site. It's $10 to get in for adults and $5 for youth. That's ages 10 to 18. And that registration gets them into the trade show and then into all the seminars as well.
Oh, all of that does include the seminars.
Yep, that includes all the seminars. So they get to see a lot. There's also free things. There's some cookies and free drinks in the Pork Central area that folks can sit down and talk and visit. I think that's another great thing about Expo is it allows folks to network and socialize with other pork producers, other folks involved in the pork industry. And I think our hope is to make the show relevant to pork producers, and hopefully they will be able to take something back to their farms and apply it and improve their operations.
Once again, for more information on the Pork Expo, go to ilpork.com. The Pork Checkoff continues to monitor the success of its new Be Inspired marketing campaign. National Pork Board member Derek Sleezer, a pork producer from Cherokee, Iowa, says the early results are positive.
The beginning data coming back from the consumer testing is looking like it's gaining traction. All the numbers are moving in the right direction of acceptance of image from the product, and also incorporated in that was the new cooking temperatures really helped bring the image of that also up.
Sleezer says it is important to evaluate consumer response to the Pork Checkoff message.
We spent a ton of time doing consumer research with this. Is that before we rolled it out, we wanted to make sure we knew where we were at, so we test marketed a lot of consumers to say, and what is your opinion of pork and all that. And so then after the rollout, we waited about 6 months, so September to October time frame, they went out and test marketed basically in the same markets and said, where does pork fit now? And so they have a baseline versus where we're at today. The beginning numbers are looking very positive in the movement.
The Be Inspired campaign was launched last March, and for more information, contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. You can go to pork.org or phone 800-456-PORK. The price of corn has moved in a very wide trading range since October. These swings have come along with changing underlying factors, including USDA reports, weather in South America, the rate of export sales, the rate of ethanol production, and the projected size of the 2012 U.S. corn crop. University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good says the price of corn has also likely been influenced by volatility in the financial, currency, and metals markets. He says the price of last year's crop will continue to move widely on these issues, and the price of next year's crop will hinge, for the moment at least, on the number of acres to be planted to corn.
Current expectations for planted acreage of corn appear to center on about 94 million, 2 million more than planted in 2011. With favorable planting season weather, such an increase could be easily accommodated without a reduction in total acreage of other spring planted crops. Total cropland acreage could increase substantially in 2012 as a result of maturing CRP contracts and a sharp reduction in prevented plantings. Planted acreage of 94 million would point to acreage harvested for grain near 87 million, 3 million more than harvested last year. An average yield near 160 bushels then would result in a crop of 13.92 billion bushels. corn consumption would have to increase by 1.28 billion bushels, or 10%, next year to prevent an increase in the size of year-ending stocks. Unless expectations for a larger crop are altered by spring weather or by acreage estimates, prices for the 2012 crop will remain below the prices for the 2011 crop. Prices for the 2011 crop are expected to remain within the range established over the past 4 months, at least for a few more weeks.
And those weeks will give the trade more time to assess the viability of the crop in Argentina, the pace of U.S. exports, ethanol production in the post-tax credit era, and feed usage. It's 28 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Thursday morning. Once again, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open 7 to 9 higher, beans about a dime higher, wheat 11 to 13 higher. The overnight crude oil market, 78 cents higher at $100.18. Brent crude, $1.17 higher at $110.98. And the February gold contract, $18.30 higher at $17.18.40. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets beginning this morning at 9:32 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.